أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون. In the previous ayats, in a number of ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained the evil qualities and traits of the munafiqeen, that they have got kufr in their hearts, but with their tongues they show that they are Muslims. They are two-faced, they are with the Muslims, they show that they are with the Muslims, and when they are with the non-Muslims, they say, "We are with you." In detail, Allah explained their condition. And this is such a terrible group that they had to be exposed completely. So in these ayats, now to make it more clear, Allah gives examples of them. In the ayat that we read was one example, and in the next ayats will be another example. The first example is that Allah Ta'ala gives of a person who lights a fire, and when the fire is lit, then light comes. From fire, light comes. And the nar, which is fire, and its madda is nur, so that light comes and it spreads everywhere. And the other example which is in front is about water. And water is a thing which gives life. Allah Ta'ala says, "We created everything from water." So water gives life. So anyway, in this example, Allah Ta'ala says, مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا. Unki mithal us shakhs ki kisi hai jinhone aag jalai. The example is like that of that person who had lit a fire, and from the fire his object was not the heat of the fire but the light of the fire. Just to for us to get a little better understanding of this, one Egyptian alim explains he was sent to Sierra Leone for Deen's work. He went out with his family on a Sunday. On his return out in the desert somewhere far, he saw a fire burning. This was about Asr time. And it caught his eye, and he went there to find out what is this, what is happening here. He went there and he found a blind person who is a Hafiz of Quran, who was teaching Quran Sharif. And because they don't have any light there, so they lit the fire in spite of the intense heat of the desert. But then they bear that heat of the fire and the heat of the desert just to get that light. And in that light, then the children are learning and becoming hafiz of Quran. So from this, just we wanted to show that from fire, light comes. Anyway, he said that he thought he has come all the way from Egypt to do Deen's work here. But that day he said, "I realized that I'm not even in the alif ba of doing Deen's work." This Hafiz, who is blind also, sitting with the children in that intense heat, and just to learn Quran Sharif, they are tolerating all that. So anyway, fire gives heat also, and that fire gives light also. So the example is of that person who has lit a fire. That is when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and he brought this nur of hidayat and a revelation, wahi came to him from with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam from Allah Ta'ala. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this nur spread. So they had that nur. فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ. Phir jab roshan kar diya aag ne uske aas paas ko. And when this fire had put light everywhere around it, now everything was lit up, there was light. ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ. To Allah Ta'ala ne unki roshni Allah le gaye. Allah Ta'ala then took away their light because of their evil, that in their hearts they had kufr and they were showing that they were Muslims. So this evil action of theirs, because of that Allah took away the light from them, their hearts became dark now. And summun, they were deaf also. Bukmun, they were dumb also. Umyun, they were blind also. So they had no quality because of their disbelief. So though the light was there, but they could not believe. like 12 o'clock in the day when the light of the sun is so bright. But if a person is blind, he can't see. And these people were not only blind, but they were deaf and dumb also. And all this because they had something else in their heart and something else on their tongue. وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ اور چھوڑا ان کو اندھیروں میں کہ کچھ نہیں دیکھتے. And Allah Ta'ala left them in darkness. Zulumat is the plural of darkness. That means darkness upon darkness they were left. Though the light was there, the nur of Quran Sharif was there, but they could not benefit from it. And they could not see. And not only see, summum bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un. They were deaf also, they were dumb also, they were blind also. So there was no chance for them to get any benefit. And all this because they had caused it for themselves. In their hearts they had this kufr. And outwardly they showed that they were believers. So this, because of that, that light was taken away. So though the light of the Quran of Wahi and Makkah Sharif at that time, later Medina Sharif, was filled with this noor of Wahi, but those people whose hearts they had blackened because of the great, great sin of nifaq, of hypocrisy, of being two-faced, therefore they could not get the benefit of it and they were left in this darkness. There is further explanation of this ayat also, which other great mufassireen have given, and for us is to take the lesson that the noor can be around us everywhere. Quran's noor, azans we all hear, but it isn't everyone who responds to the azan. We hear the dars of Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif, jamaats come right to our doors. But it's not everyone who takes benefit of this. Those people whose hearts are inclined towards dunya and towards the other evil, they, for them, in fact, they make a mockery out of this. And they find objection with adhan also and with everything of deen. Islamic dressing also they can't tolerate. So it is very necessary that a person cleanses his heart. And then this noor can penetrate. Till the heart is, we have blocked the roads to the heart, then nothing of goodness goes in the heart. May Allah open our hearts for the truth. We accept it wholeheartedly and we are not two-faced in any way, and we turn to Allah with sincerity. Allah's doors of rahmat are always open for a person.